Off the ball. Rugby.
I think Prendergast is going to be the 10 in the World Cup in 27. I think his ceiling is higher. I think he's got more natural ability than Crowley.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Simon Easterby and the man of the match, Sam Prendergast, on Ireland's win in Murrayfield. Two more members of Munster's pack commit their futures to the province. And we check in with Leinster ahead of the temporary resumption of the URC at the weekend. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Simon Easterby has praised the role of Sam Prendergast in Ireland's 32-18 bonus point victory over Scotland at Murrayfield. The 21-year-old fly half put in a man of the match performance in Edinburgh, kicking 3 out of 4 conversions and adding another couple of penalties. For Easterby, calmness and clarity won the day for Ireland yesterday.
I thought we played in the right way here, away from home, and Sam was a big part of that in terms of the way he sort of dictated where we played in the game. Part of that was us forcing ourselves on Scotland and not letting up and not allowing them to dictate at home the pace or the momentum of the game. And I think it's a vital part of playing away from home, making sure that you attack the game in the right way, but you also play in the right areas and allow yourself to get into the game.
With a Grand Slam now firmly in their crosshairs, the standing coach admits it will be difficult to change a winning formula, even with players regaining fitness.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like, no one wants to give up wearing the jersey. No one wants to give up the opportunity to kind of play and perform. It's a tricky one. We're very, very fortunate. Like you say, we've lost a few players. In the last couple of weeks, Mac on Thursday, but I don't think there's many players that are going to be going, you know what, I don't fancy playing this next game or the next one, so yeah, it'll be a balance. We're going to make sure that we keep growing the group and growing the experiences, and hopefully that means that some will get an opportunity, but obviously some others won't.
Next up for Ireland is a game in Cardiff on Saturday week against a Wales team without a win in 14 tests.
It's difficult. There's so much passion and so much support for their national team. And at the moment, they're in a tough place. They weren't particularly happy with the weather yesterday, because I think that probably fell into once they got behind, it was hard to play in those conditions. So they certainly showed as the game went on that they got stronger and they were able to get back in the game, but just didn't probably have long enough to do that. So look, we know that it's a hell of a place to go and play. The roof will be closed, the atmosphere will be like it is every time you play in the Millennium Stadium against Wales. 75,000 passionate people that want and will their team to success. So I'm a big believer in making sure that we play each game as it comes, and that'll be no different. We'll enjoy this week, a bit of downtime, but we'll make sure we get prepared well for that Welsh challenge.
Man of the match yesterday, Sam Prendergast, also spoke with the Irish Times' Gerry Thornley at Murrayfield.
Sam, when the opposition come back at you like that with 11 unanswered points, the crowd get into the game, must be very comforting for a young lad to be surrounded by so much experienced players.
Yeah, exactly. I spoke about it out on the pitch that, like, you're been played in one of the best teams in the world. I think, like, you look at the backs outside me, and in terms of managing the game, the help I get, I think there's a lot of world-class players in that back line, and it's a lot easier. And then in terms of the forwards, the go forward they're giving us, starters and bench, I think it's just unbelievable to be a part of.
So there's no sense of panic or even concern or worry, really, when something like that happens to you?
No.
You can sense composure throughout the team as well as experience.
Yeah, I think especially in that game, like, we felt pretty good in the first half, and we just needed to, like, they got a few, not lucky breaks, but they got a few things going their way to get down our end, and I think we did well to not concede the tries off the back of it. So, like, that's very good. Like if there are 2 7-pointers rather than 2 3-pointers, it's a completely different game. So being able to keep them 3 points there was key.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Ireland back rower Alan Quinlan says yesterday's performance in Edinburgh has done no harm to Irish players' chances for making Andy Farrell's Lions squad in the summer.
There's 7 or 8 Irish players who would be in a Lions starting team. I don't think our 2 seconders will go. I think 1 will go. I don't think the entire back row will go. Jack Conan could actually get himself back in the mix. Van der Fleer is a very good chance for sure. He's an outstanding player. Gibson Park will go. Who knows what happens for the rest of the championship, but if Sam Prendergast keeps going, he could end up being there as well. I'm not sure our centres will go. One of them will go anyway out of the 3 of Aki, Henshaw and Ringrose.
You don't think one out of the 3?
I think one will go. Possibly 2 could go. They're not. He's not going to bring 3 of them, is he? Is he going to bring Bundy, Aki, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that it won't happen, but I'm just kind of going, I'm trying to bring down the numbers here, Colm. You're putting up the numbers. Of course, loads more could go.
Well, I'm asking people to argue.
James Lowe has been outstanding in the first 2 games. I think he will go. I think Hugo Keane will go. So what's that? There's definitely 7 or 8 there.
You can hear much more from that chat with Alan Quinlan and James Tracy by becoming an Off the Ball member now. That's elsewhere in the rugby feed. Sean O'Brien, Niall Scannell and Josh Witcherly have all signed contract extensions at Munster today. Hooker Scannell has been a near ever-present for Munster so far this season, starting in 8 of their 13 matches. The 32-year-old has racked up 22 tries in 189 appearances for the province so far and will remain with Munster for another season at the least. Loosehead Witcherly has put pen to paper on a fresh 2-year contract. A neck injury has curtailed the 25-year-old to just a pair of appearances this season, taking his tally to 66. Witcherly's nearing the end of his current injury nightmare, having returned to full training ahead of Saturday's visit of the Scarlets to Thomond Park in the URC. As is O'Brien, who signed a 2-year contract today as he makes his way back from a leg injury. The ex-Exeter man hasn't seen action since the end of October, but is in the mix to face the Scarlets this weekend. Back rower Keane Hurley is also available following a lengthy knee injury layoff, and Munster have been further boosted by Tom Ahern's release from the Ireland camp, and he'll be available to play the Scarlets as well. Leinster could have a host of Ireland squad members in tow when they go to Swansea to play the Ospreys on Friday. The likes of Jack Boyle, Gus McCarthy, Jimmy O'Brien, Kieran Frawley and Jamie Osborne have returned to Leinster to train this week, having not been involved in Ireland's matchday squad at the weekend. Tadhg Furlong and Joe McCarthy are also with their Leinster colleagues, but their aim would be regaining fitness before Ireland's trip to Cardiff. Rabah Slimani is also back in the Leinster fold after his travels with France. However, Jordan Larmour has been ruled out of Leinster's next 2 fixtures. They come against the Ospreys and Cardiff, having not played since the festive derby with Munster. Head coach Leo Cullen hopes to have Larmour back by the time Leinster travel to South Africa late next month for games with the Bulls and the Sharks. This Friday's opposition, the Ospreys, are a team in form with 4 wins and a draw from their last 5 games before the start of the Six Nations. And Cullen knows that Ospreys will be dangerous.
Well, it's never an easy place to go, is it? Like to go away, you know, and in their last game at home, like, isn't they put, what, 40 points on Benetton? And like they were very impressive in how they went about dismantling them. And the conditions, you know, obviously deteriorated as the game went on that day. But they've got that nice mix, haven't they? Like they've got some good young players and some very experienced heads there, been around a while. So, and they're not that affected by Welsh call-ups. You know, they've, what, 6 or 7 guys maybe in the squad. So, it's going to be a tough challenge for us. You know, obviously they've changed. Mark Jones come in as head coach. So the natural sort of uplift there. And he's a coach with lots of experience. And, you know, they've definitely expressing themselves a little bit more, I think it's probably fair to say. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a good challenge for our guys.
Meanwhile, Cullen hasn't been surprised by the progress made by yesterday's man of the match and another Leinster man, Sam Prendergast.
Yeah, but that's what you want. You want growth from all the players, really. But, like, for someone of his age, exactly, and he's going through a lot of first experiences. So, I think back to this time last year because we had a couple of, you know, obviously we had our couple of URC games, but we organised a couple of friendly games because it was a lot to do with the Premiership teams, you know, have to rejig their fixtures because a couple of clubs going out of business. But so we played Saracens and Bath, which were, they were fully stacked teams, or not fully, but pretty much they were pretty loaded teams that they had. And Sam started in those 2 games, you know, so I remember because it was obviously you were talking about his 21st birthday coming up, or his 22nd birthday coming up. Obviously, we had him for his 21st birthday this time last year. So, yeah, those games were very good experiences for him, and you know, you finished out the rest of the season and picking up different levels of experience all the time. Started off this season, we played round one, then he's away and gone on the Emerging Ireland tour. So yeah, listen, it's been a busy period for him, but he's adding lots of different layers to his game all the time, and that's what you want from all the players, not just necessarily the young players, but he's taking everything in his stride at the moment, which is good.
To France finally, where Pro D2 strugglers Biarritz have sacked their Fijian flanker Masivesi Dakuwaka. It's alleged that during a squad party at the end of January, Dakuwaka became embroiled in a fight that led to him allegedly biting the cheek of teammate Pierre Pages. Dakuwaka has been involved for more than half of Biarritz's games this season, but the club say his actions left them no option but to terminate his contract. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks so much for listening.